you know the first thing I'm going to do?
Wife, that's a towel on your hand, not a bladder. What's the first thing you're going
to
do?
The first thing I'm going to do is hire a guy just to follow me around and do my chores for me.
Why hire somebody? I thought that was my job.
Bitch house always have people around, don't they?
Yeah, I knew a movie star once who hired a stooge just to scratch matches on.
I'll bet they even have people just to shave them.
Yeah, they call them barbers.
Wow. I don't know why they call him Lonesome George. Look at this, Robbie.
I'd like to be lonesome like that.
Yeah.
Looks like everybody's going swimming but him.
What you got there?
Picture George Goble. You know him?
Do I know him? Good old Lonesome George.
Who's George Goble?
You mean you really know George Goble personally?
Yes, I really mean I know George Goble personally.
Honest?
Honest? What kind of a crack is that?
Well, you know what Fizzy McNulty says.
Oh, now, you don't have to tell him that.
Nobody ever believes Fizzy.
All right. What does Fizzy McNulty says?
He doesn't really believe that you were ever in show business, that you really know these guys.
Oh, he doesn't, does he? Well, you ask him if he ever heard of Jack Benny.
You know Jack Benny?
Who's Jack Benny?
When I was stage manager of the Royal Theater at Evansburg, he used to come up to the house and see me every night.
Who's Jack Benny?
I bet you don't know George Goble well enough to invite him out to the house.
I'll bet I do.
Who's George Goble?
Why are we in luck?
Luck?
Bob, who's George Goble?
Well, sure, he's in town tonight. Look, welcome Lonesome George.
Yes?
Who's George Goble?
He's on TV too late for you, but Bob's gonna bring him right out to the house. How about that?
He's a television personality.
Wait a minute. Your dad isn't even home. And he won't be for 2 or 3 days.
Here it comes.
I just don't think it's right to have a bunch of movie stars cluttering up the house while Steve's away.
See? I knew he'd back out.
I'm not backing out.
No, that's all right, Bob. It's all right. It's okay.
Or will I ever take a beating from Fizzy McNulty?
I don't even know what hotel he's stopping at.
The Grand Hotel. I'll
get George!
Wait a minute. Michael O'Casey, you let those mugs mousetrap you again.
Mr. Goble, Ken Monroe, public relations VP for the hotel, production coordinator in charge of the benefit tomorrow night. Can I do anything for you between now and showtime?
Well, no. No, I'm just going to do this show tomorrow night.
Oh, then you have no other plan.
No, not really.
Well, then I'm sure you won't mind if we filled in some of your time for you. I know how boring it is with nothing to do in a strange town. First, there's an interview for the local paper. I'm afraid that's a must.
Oh, well, I'd kind of planned on taking in a movie.
Oh, that would conflict with the Lenny Penny show.
It would?
It's a local radio show that originates live from our lounge. It's ad-lib interviews, that sort of thing. You'll love Lenny and Penny. Actually, their names are Fred and Irma, but you know, show business.
Oh, yeah, I know show business. I know. And as I thought I knew show business, but now I don't know.
Then tomorrow morning, I've set up an appointment at 9 o'clock for pictures. George Goble signing in at the Grand Hotel. George Goble enjoying a delicious turkey sandwich at the popular Purple Room of the Grand Hotel.
Purple Room.
You mustn't keep the press waiting.
No.
After the interview, I'd like you to meet my mother-in-law and a few of her friends. Great gals. You'll get a kick out of them. A million laughs. Oh, Keith Dittman.
How do you do, Keith? Glad
Keith,
to see you.
I don't have to tell you who this is.
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Goble?
Okay, Keith, you can shoot. We haven't got much time. Mr. Goble is terribly busy. And he'll be appearing tonight on the Lenny Penny Show, which originates live from the sumptuous starlit room of the Grand Hotel.
Are you going to stay long, Mr. Goble?
No. Mr. Goble will be checking out after tomorrow night's show.
Any of your family with you, Mr. Goble?
No, he's alone this time.
How many children do you have?
Mr. Goble and his Alice have 3 children. 2 boys and a girl.
I see. Fine. What are their names?
No.
2 girls and a boy.
That's right. Yeah, he's right.
Hmm? Do you happen to have a family picture with you, Mr. Goble?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do. I just, Well, why don't you just show him yours? Yours is probably a later shot anyway.
Oh, well, this must be Greg. Yes, this would be Alice. Now, the two girls...
Pete Lawrence, how are you, Pete? How are you getting along in your work?
I wasn't quite sure you'd remember me.
Are you getting old Pete worried about me? Now, can you...
Yeah, well, come on up the house, will you, George?
I'd love to come up to the house. Let's call your wife first. Your wife. You know your wife.
Mr. Noble, I haven't got the girl's name.
Mr. Noble, I don't have the name.
The show began.
Joel Epling. I'm sorry, buddy. You must think I'm completely unglued.
No, but you must have an awful good reason for making this phone call.
No, it's not that. It's that big joker out there. He's got me on exhibit. Hmm. I feel like an animal in a zoo. Look, buddy, I'm sorry I got you into this whole thing, but I'll tell you what. If you'll just go along with me for a few minutes, see, till we get outside, then I can go to my movie and you can go on your way.
Well, Mother Spencer, you wanted to see George Goble. There he is.
Ted, this is no better than watching him on television.
It's worse. There's no sound.
We should call the fire department or something.
Mr. Goble. Mr. Goble.
My, his eyes are set close together.
And such a low forehead.
Poor thing has a button off his sleeve.
Well, you're going to like the boys.
Oh, I know I will, but just remember, treat me like one of the family. I don't want anything special for me.
Well, don't you worry. You're going to have to fight just as hard for your food as anybody else.
You ready?
Ready.
Geronimo.
That was fine, Blanco.
Yeah, we got one.
I got to find out the name of your $2 here.
Just don't stare at him like he was some animal in a zoo.
Who's George Goble?
Make him feel at home, but don't talk to him.
How's he going to feel at home if we don't talk to him?
Who's George Goble?
Here he comes.
Shh. Now, just act casual. Robbie, stand over here and wipe the smile off your face. Stand up, Mike. You get out of here. Now, get out of here. The idea.
You said I could help myself to the clothes.
Oh, good evening, George.
Good evening, Mr. Goble.
Howdy, Mr. Goble.
Good evening, Mr. Goble.
Goble.
Good evening, gentlemen. I forgot. Would you excuse me? Excuse me.
They're all nice kids, and he'll like you. Oh, there you are, George. I want you to meet the boys. These are my three grandsons, Mike, Robbie, and Chip.
Chip?
Mike.
Oh, Chip?
Robbie.
Chip. Hi, Chip. I want you to just, be natural. You know, no, nothing fancy or anything like that. Just go on about your business as though I weren't even here.
Now, you see, fellas, Mr. Goble doesn't want you to bother him.
No, I mean, I just want everybody to relax.
Right. So, you see, you fellas can stand around wherever you like. George, you can sit right here in the living room.
Thank you.
Read the paper if you like.
Oh, excuse me. How'd you get into show business, Goble?
Hold it now, fellas. Hold it one at a time. Mike?
How'd you get into show business, Mr. Goble?
Singing on the radio. That's where I met him. After that, he drifted into nightclubs and television and pictures. Robbie?
Is your wife an actress?
Her name is Alice, and she's not in the business. They've got three kids, two girls and a boy. Chip? Well, come on, don't keep Mr. Goble waiting.
Are you on TV?
Why, of course he's on TV.
I mean, have you ever been on Disneyland?
No, I'm afraid not. Well, come on, fellas. We can't pester Mr. Goble any longer. I'm afraid he's getting tired.
No, that's all right. It doesn't bother me at all.
See what a good sport he is? Well, it's time for these lads to be in bed, George. Now, come on, upstairs, all of you. Come on. It's way after your bedtime, Chip.
Good night, Mr.
Come on, upstairs. Away you go. If you want to raid the refrigerator, George, that's what it's there for.
Okay.
And here's a clean pair of Steve's pajamas for you.
Okay, thank you.
See you in the morning.
Good night.
Good night. Go on in bed, all of you, now. Hurry up. Big day tomorrow.
TV?
Oh, I sing a little bit and play guitar and tell some funny little stories.
You tell me one?
Yeah, I think I can think of one. Let's see now.
Come on, you guys, hit the sack on the double.
Once upon a time, there was a wandering troubadour, and he visited a certain castle to entertain the townspeople. And at the same castle, there was an evil sorcerer named Monroe. And you know what he was going to do?
Throw him to the alligators?
Worse than that. He was going to lock him in the purple room with Lenny and Penny. And you know what else he was going to do?
What?
He was going to feed him to Mother Spencer and her evil handmaidens.
Jeepers, what'd he do?
Well, fortunately, and as luck would have it, a friendly woodman happened by and spirited him away to his cottage in a forest clearing. And just as the troubadour got to figuring that he was going to live happily ever after, who do you think the woodman turned into?
Monroe.
That's exactly right.
Chip!
Storming into the room, he said...
I thought I told you to go to bed. Now get going.
But, Bob, I want to talk to Mr. Goble.
Said Chip.
Now look here, Chip.
Said Monroe, flaring his nostrils.
Didn't I tell you not to pester Mr. Goble?
But, Bob!
He protested.
Please?
He pleaded.
No. Now get to bed. Get to bed.
Rushing to the rescue, the troubadour said...
I'm sorry about that, George, but it won't happen again.
Interrupted the villain. And then, snatching the little boy by the arm, he swept him up the staircase into his cell.
Good night, Mr. Goble.
Echoed the child's pathetic little voice from the emptiness above. The troubadour sighed. And ever after that, he was known as Lonesome George. Beats being all alone in the hotel room.
Man, that bed's gonna feel good. Pajamas, lights on all over the house. Milk left out. Well, that's what I get for not telling him I was coming home early.
That's been wandering around all night long. I thought I was coming unglued.
Now, look, Robbie, for the last time, get to bed.
I'm not Robbie, I'm George.
Oh, now, don't give me that. You didn't have to come down here for a glass of water.
It's George, Bub.
No excuse. You're not the only one in this house, you know. Every time your father leaves town, you fellas try to get away with murder. I don't know what to do with you. I've got to figure out something. I don't know.
Good night, Bub. Imagine any walking and talking in the sleep. That's pretty good. Maybe now I can get a little shut-eye.
Tramp again. Shaking both of them. Turn these lights on. Here, put a cap bag on. Here. They weren't there when I looked for them. Maybe they were.
I don't believe we've met. Now, I'll tell you, this beats staying at the Fabulous Grand Hotel. This is really living. You know, you have to fight for everything you get. Hey, Steve, old buddy, I'm sure glad you straightened your family out on the care and feeding of television performers. Did you know they were going to serve me Eggs Benedict in bed this morning? Would have been pretty sloppy. I'm not a breakfast in bedder. I'm a fighter over the kitchen tabler. You know, that flipping the coin for the bed last night, that was a pretty shrewd move, too.
Yeah.
That way we each got a bed for ourselves. You know, Chip's bed is pretty comfortable once you get used to the rock collection and all the marbles in it. Well, I'll be doggone. This is where me and Alice had our wedding picture taken. Only I wasn't all lathered up. She wasn't either. And it was before you had even entered the picture.
Mike, I warned you to get out there. Now I'm going to blast you.
Rock.
Hey!
Rock.
Are you here, Boyle
Davis? Boy, this is really living, you know? Just like home.
Come on, get out, will you?
Living. Oh,